Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day, the 15th day of the month of June, year 2022. Let's appreciate the Lord. Let's bless his name. Let's magnify him. Let's worship him. Let's give him glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. There is no one like you. You are the Almighty God. We bless your name. We magnify you. We bless your name. We worship you. We bless your name. We adore you. You are the greater than the greatest. You are the higher than the highest. You are the awesome God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. What a mighty God we serve. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program, and I want you to get ready. As we enter into this prayer this morning, the power of the Lord will come upon your life, and every activity of darkness around you, over you, shall be dismantled. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever the enemy has done against your destiny, it shall be reversed. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil hand controlling your life, controlling your children, their hands shall be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, the idol of your father's house that is supporting your enemy, that idol shall be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus Christ, every wicked sibling gathering together to make life difficult for you, they shall be silenced forever. Any havoc that they've done against your marriage, against your family, the Holy Ghost shall destroy everything they have done and paralyze them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, I want you to open your mouth and pray these prayers aggressively. Now note, immediately we begin to pray this prayer, the angel of God shall manifest in your environment and they shall begin to fight the battle for you. Immediately we begin to pray this prayer, the altar of darkness working against you shall be set ablaze. So you have to pray very well. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, evil altar in my environment assigned to cage my life, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment assigned to cage my life, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment assigned to cage my life, be roasted by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil decision against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, legal ground given to the enemy by my ancestral powers. Legal ground given to the enemy by ancestral spirit. In the name of Jesus. Legal ground given to the enemy by ancestral spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every generational curse working against my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse working against my progress, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. I stand against every legal ground that ancestral spirit have in your life. I command the ground to be broken and be destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now you say family evil altar, making life difficult for me. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Family evil altars, making life difficult for me. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Family evil altars, making life difficult for me. Catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say assembly of witchcraft in my environment, be set ablaze in the name of Jesus. Assembly of witchcraft in my environment, be set ablaze in the name of Jesus. Assembly of witchcraft in my environment, be set ablaze in Jesus' name. Pray. Say any power that has taken my case to the coven to do me harm, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my case to the coven to do me harm, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my case to the coven to do me harm, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, every summer of darkness, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every summer of darkness, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every summon of darkness, lose your hold in Jesus' name. We pray. I stand against every rage of witchcraft against your star. Let the rage be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now, these three prayers I want you to pray very well. Say, my buried virtue come alive in the name of Jesus. My buried virtues come alive in the name of Jesus. My very virtue come alive in the name of Jesus. My very virtue come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive in Jesus. To say anything buried against my destiny, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried against my destiny, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried against my destiny, be exhumed and catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Now you shout loud and clear, my destiny, why are you tied down? Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My destiny, why are you tied down? Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My destiny, why are you tied down? Receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Father. Somebody is receiving deliverance instantly. Get a bottle of oil ready, a bottle of water also. Father, we thank you for this item. Let your power move into them. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost move into them. Let them become an instrument of power and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now it is time for healing. In any area of your body that you are sick, the power of God will fall upon you right now. Take that oil and anoint your head. I want to address it now. Lord, I address every form of sickness. I address every evil arrow, fire into this body. I address every bewitching power. I address any evil deposit by household wickedness. One by one, I command you to carry your load and go. Carry your load, go. Carry your load, go. Carry your load, go. Carry your load, go. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil hand controlling your health, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and rub it on your chest. I'm still going to decree. Just allow me to pray. You're only to say amen now. Lord, I stand against every evil arrow shot into this life. I command every cauldron that is cooking the organs of your body to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the evil arrow go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything representing your organs, anything representing the organs of your body in the coven, I command such thing to catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any fire that has been prepare against your health, any fire that have been prepared against your destiny, any fire that is burning against your blood, let the fire quench in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil and put it on your stomach. Lord, I address every infirmity. I say, you spirit of infirmity, depart in the name of Jesus Christ. I address every organ of your body. Let the organ of your body be delivered from every coven. Be delivered, be delivered, be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, let there be healing. Right now, let there be deliverance. I command you to receive your sound health. I command you to receive your healing. You cannot see, begin to see. Your hand cannot walk. I command your hand to begin to walk well. Your leg cannot walk. I command your leg to begin to walk. Let strength enter to your leg. Let strength enter to your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, arrow fire to your eyes. I command the arrow to go back to the sender. Arrow fire to your breast. I command the arrow to go back to the sender. Arrow fire to your heart. I command the arrow to go back to the sender. Arrow fire to your liver. I command the arrow to go back to the sender. You arrow of fibroid. I command you to go back to the sender. You arrow fire against that woman's back. I command you to go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the yoke of darkness, and I command you now, be healed, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now begin to do what you cannot do before. The strength of heaven is coming upon you. Your leg is renewed. Your hand is renewed. Yes, the strength of God is coming upon your eyes. That bewitchment has been taken away. The arrow fired to your body has gone back to the sender. Your blood is working well. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little of the oil or the water, and you shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body, enter into my body, enter into my body, enter into my body, enter into my body. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. That is settled already. Now bring out your certificate now and lay your hand upon it and shout this prayer very well. Say, I recover my certificate from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I recover my certificate from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I recover my certificate from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I recover my certificate from the coven of witchcraft in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I destroy every weapon of bewitchment working against my certificate in the name of Jesus. I destroy every weapon of bewitchment working against my certificate in the name of Jesus. I destroy every weapon of bewitchment working against my certificate in Jesus' name. Please say, every satanic agent ministering at the altar of darkness against my certificate, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent ministering at the altar of darkness against my certificate, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray these two prayers more. Very well. Say, household wickedness sitting on my certificate. In the name of Jesus. Household wickedness sitting on my certificate. In Jesus' name. Say, household enemy sitting on my certificate. In the name of Jesus. Household enemy sitting on my certificate. In the name of Jesus. Household enemy sitting on my certificate. In Jesus' name. Say, any power that vow my certificate will be useless in my hand. In the name of Jesus. Any power that vow my certificate will be useless in my hand. In the name of Jesus. Any power that vow my certificate will be useless in my hand. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. I decree that the power of the Lord will fall upon your life. The glory of God shall cover you. The hand of the Lord shall envelope your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will move from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, yesterday we started freedom from bondage. And I've told you that bondage is a captivity. There is a woman that was held in captivity for 18 years. But when he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, can this daughter of Abraham who Satan has bound be like this for 18 years? And Jesus commanded, loose him, loose her, and let her go. And that is what you can see in Luke chapter 13, verse 15 to 16. Somebody can be in bondage of infirmity, you know, and he can be kept in that infirmity for years. Do you know that constant sex in the dream is a bondage? Do you know that constant eating in the dream is a bondage? Do you know that infirmity is a bondage? Do you know that addiction to evil things is a bondage? Do you know that anger Terrifying anger. Anger that cannot be controlled. Uncontrollable anger. Do you know it's a bondage? And that is why we must pray ourselves and pray to. Do you know that loose tongue, tongue that cannot be bridled, do you know it's a bondage? Do you know that you need to cry out of this kind of bondage so that the enemy will not go through that area to capture your destiny? It is high time for us to pray and pray ourselves out. I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord I should deliver you. Do you know that most of the sickness the enemy has programmed to our body has put us in bondage? Today, the bondage of darkness, the bondage programmed to our lives shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Have mercy upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, internal bondage, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Internal bondage, break, 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 in Jesus' name. Say, bondage, forced into my life. In the name of Jesus, bondage, forced into my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited bondage, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, inherited bondage, lose your hold, 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 lose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you right now that the power of God will fall upon your life. Every bondage you have inherited from your parents shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The sickness your parents suffer, you are suffering it. I command that bondage to be broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You, that woman looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord is going to bless you with triplets. Listen, write it down. You are going to be blessed with triplets. Two boys and a girl. Aha. Get ready for that. There's another woman in there. Yes, God is going to also bless another family now. That is, you are hearing me now. You are going to be blessed with twins. Akateketeposataka. God is working wonders. There's a woman there. You have been praying on a particular request for the past last year. For since last year. You have been praying on that request since last year. And it's like it has not been answered. The Lord said that he will tell you, has answered you. Within the next 2 weeks, you are going to see the result of that prayer. God is working wonders upon some people here. All those who have been praying to get settled in marriage, the Holy Ghost is working upon your life now. And your future partner has been arranged. Testimony is coming very soon. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I command every career that has suffered to receive deliverance. All document that is under bewitchment, be released in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are waiting to get their visa, waiting to get their permanent residence, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to receive it. Any power monitoring you, any power that is assigned to cage it, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you have testimony to share. Like, people have been sending it to us, and we appreciate how they have been doing that. I bless the name of the Lord for helping us and for giving us this testimony. You can send your testimony to our number also, 080-233-69298. And also, I want you to also know this. I have told you and I've repeated it. I've said it often and often. Please, we don't send code to anybody. If anybody call you and said, okay, there's going to be a program somewhere, this is the code, log into the code, it is not from us. No, if you allow yourself to be used, or if you allow yourself to fall into their hand, they will just have access into all your information. So you have to be very careful. We don't send code to anybody. We don't tell anybody this is a login to the code. And this code, no. You have never seen us doing it. This program have started since the lockdown. And God has been helping us. So we are not sending code to anybody. Be very careful of that. And the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fexstack Town. And also our international headquarters, number 13, Olasimbo Street, Onikesa Buyaba, just behind the second gate of Unilag, and also 10 minutes drive from Queens College. God bless you in Jesus' name.